Well, it's finally happened. You've moved out. You're on your own. Congratulations. But everyone still needs a little help sometimes.
Mom, have you seen my wallet?
It's in your back pocket.
Nah, I checked there.
Your other back pocket, dear.
Ugh. Thanks, Mom.
Introducing the Mom Personal Assistant, the only smart speaker device with all the wisdom, caring, and sage advice of a mother.
Mom, please call Brad.
Honey, I'm just not sure he's right for you.
Just call him.
Okay, calling Ryan.
No, Mom, I said call Brad.
Trust me.
The Mom PA always has your best interests in mind.
Wish me luck, Mom. Big interview today.
Did you eat breakfast? Is that what you're wearing?
Wait, what?
Did you even shower?
She's there to provide a helping hand whenever you need it.
Mom, set a timer for 40 minutes. Mom?
The Mom Personal Assistant won't function until you say the magic word.
Oh, right. Mom, please set a timer for 40 minutes.
Sure thing, hun, but it's only 30 minutes for that dish.
The Mom PA is always correct and basically knows everything.
Mom, what setting should I use for this laundry?
Mom, do you think I should color my hair?
Hey, Mom, can you please order mac and cheese?
You still have two boxes.
What? No, we're out.
Did you look?
Yeah, I just looked. It's gone.
Do you want me to look?
No, it's okay. I'll go look again.
Try looking with your eyes this time.
Based on God's perfect design, the Mom Personal Assistant is thoughtful, kind, encouraging, and supportive.
You are beautiful. It's okay. You're gonna get through this. I am so proud of you. You can change the world. But right now, hon, you really need to change your socks because they smell like a dumpster.
Ugh, Mom.
The Mom Personal Assistant. Always helpful, always reliable, and always there for you.
Has beaten you, have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive.
Glorious way. Hey, 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 oh, imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Every place, oh Lord, I come to seek you with your cleansing power and your holy fire. Oh Lord, I pray, sanctify me and how I long to be. I'm so amazed that you're here with me. How I love to be with you. Your holiness is all that I need. Sanctify and purify me in you I am complete. Healer of my wounded heart, restore me, sanctify and purify me. In you I am complete. Healer of my wounded heart, restore me. How I love to be with you. 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 I'm reaching now to you. This issue of my heart, oh Lord, renew me. I fall down on my knees and cry, holy, holy Lord, I'm asking you to heal me. How I love to be with you. I'm so amazed that you're here with me. How I love to be with you. Your holiness is all that I need. Sanctify and purify me. In you I am complete. You're the healer of my wounded heart. Restore me. Sanctify and purify me. In you I am complete. Healer of my wounded heart. Restore me. Restore me. How I love to be with you. How I love to be with you. Sanctify and purify me, in you I am complete. Healer of my wounded heart, restore me. Sanctify and purify me, in you I am complete. Healer of my wounded heart, restore me.
upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children, the children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children, the children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He's with you, he's with you. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He's with you, he's with you. In the morning and the evening and you come and you go.
Thank you that you are with us everywhere at all times. Lord, you never leave us. You never pull away. You are right there walking with us through the darkest valleys and the richest times. God, your blessing is all around us. Your spirit is within us. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for that. Lord, we are so not worthy of your presence in our lives, and yet you are there beside us day after day after day. God, we give you glory and praise and honor this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Today is Mother's Day, so a very happy Mother's Day to you all. Wow. Thank you. Appreciate that. I thought I'd start off with some amazing words of wisdom this morning from some second graders. These are some brilliant answers that were given by second graders when asked the following questions about mom. How did God make moms? One says, he used dirt just like the rest of us. Another said, well, God made mom just like he made me, except with bigger parts. What ingredients are moms made of? God made mothers out of clouds and angel hair and everything nice in the world. And one little dab of mean. What kind of little girl do you think your mom was? I don't know, because I wasn't there. But I would guess pretty bossy. They say she used to be nice. Who is the boss of your house? Well, mom, she doesn't really want to be the boss, but dad's too big of a goofball. And lastly, if you could change one thing about Mom, what would it be? Well, she has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean. I'd get rid of that. Or I would like to get rid of those invisible eyes in the back of her head. Such cute answers from kids. It amazes me what they come up with when they're asked questions like that. Switching gears a little bit, let me share with you a little bit of history about Mother's Day. Perhaps you've heard this before, but bear with me this morning as we go through this. In 1872, the author of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, Julie Howe, suggested the idea of a special day set aside to honor moms and to celebrate peace. But the idea never took root. Never, that is, until about the early 20th century. The official Mother's Day holiday arose in the 1900s as the result and the efforts of Anna Jarvis, daughter of Ann Reeves Jarvis. Following her mother's death in 1905, Anna Jarvis conceived of Mother's Day as a way of honoring the sacrifices mothers made for their children. Whether their mothers were still alive or not, they were to be honored for their sacrifices. After gaining some financial backing with a Philadelphia department store owner named John Wanamaker, on May 10, 1908, Jarvis organized the first official Mother's Day celebration at a Methodist church in Grafton, West Virginia. That same day also saw thousands of people attend Mother's Day events at one of Wanamaker's retail stores in Philadelphia. Following the success of her first Mother's Day, Jarvis resolved to see the holiday added to the national calendar. She started a massive letter-writing campaign to newspapers and prominent politicians, urging the adoption of a special day honoring moms. By 1912, many states, towns, and churches had adopted Mother's Day as an annual holiday, and Jarvis had established the Mother's Day International Association to help promote the cause. Her persistence paid off. On May 10th of 1913, Representative James Heflin of Alabama introduced House Resolution 103, requesting President Woodrow Wilson's member of the Cabinet, the U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, and other federal officials to don white carnations or some sort of other white flower to honor mothers for being, quote, the greatest source of our country's strength and inspiration. The tradition of wearing white carnations and later red carnations spread across the nation. With a positive response to the 1913 resolution, Heflin introduced formal legislation in 1914, designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. After quickly passing the House and being directed through the Senate by former Representative Morris Shepherd of Texas, the bill went to the president's desk on May 8th and became law the same day. And on May 10th, 1914, the first National Mother's Day celebration occurred. Interesting to see where all of that has come from. By these numbers and dates, it appears that it took some 40 years to actually get Mother's Day on as a national holiday. But in reality, God established Mother's Day much, much earlier than that. Way back in Exodus, when he wrote the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. That really is more of the true establishment of honoring mom. Because today is Mother's Day, we're going to focus in on the honor mom part of this scripture by first of all understanding what it means to honor someone. From a Jewish biblical perspective, it means to hold them up in high esteem or to respect them. See, Jewish individuals were taught to have great respect for elders, for those that were above them or ahead of them, and especially when it came to talking about their parents. They were trained, they were taught to respect them. Years later, Paul repeats this command in his letter to the Ephesians, a letter which was written some 1,400 years after the initial command was made. What's the significance of that? It indicates that the command was not for one generation, but for all generations that followed. All people should be learning to honor mom and dad. During biblical times, if we're very honest and we look at it for what it is truly, women were not respected in a lot of ways. They were pushed aside when it came to a lot of things from that time frame, from that culture standpoint. But this text speaks very clearly about honoring and respecting the women in our lives. Our moms, our wives, those that we know that are moms or grandmoms or whatever they might be. They understood clearly that moms were to be honored and respected. And the thing to really grab onto about that, the thing to really understand about this honor for mom, is it never, ever ends. There's no time frame to it. There's no end date to it. It's not for 10 years or 15 years or 100. You never stop honoring mom. Not when you become a teenager. Exactly. Not when you think you've become a grown-up. It doesn't end at those different times in our lives. It doesn't end when we move off to college and we enter our dorm room or our apartment or think we're on our own for a while. We are still required to honor mom. It doesn't even end when we get married and start our own family and have our own children. There is still the command to honor mom, which we are supposed to do for life. Jesus even gave us an incredibly precious example of how he honored his mom while he was dying on the cross. While he hung there being punished for our sins, Jesus saw his mom standing nearby. This was the very woman who was willing to surrender her life in obedience to God's plan, in obedience to God's will. This is a woman who likely bore a lot of criticism when she tried to explain to people how or why she was pregnant when she was. Jesus respected Mary. He respected his mom. And even while on the cross, he wanted to provide for her. He wanted to protect her. He wanted to make a way for her. John chapter 19, starting at verse 25, we read, "Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Dear woman, here is your son.' And to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.' From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Even while he was in his final hours, dying on the cross for you and I, his mother and her care and her protection was on his mind. And he expressed that love in a very precious way by arranging care for her after he was gone. Honoring her, remembering her, providing for her was incredibly important to our Savior. And that is a huge example for us to follow. Today is the 108th National Celebration of Mother's Day. So we're going to think of a few ways or talk about a few ways that we can honor our moms. And let's be honest, we can still honor our moms if they are no longer with us. The way we talk about them, the way we remember them, the way we present them to others, even if they are not still physically present with us, we can still honor moms just like Anna Jarvis planned on. After her mom had passed, she still wanted this national day to honor and to remember her mom and all that she did for her. We should be honoring mom all year long, of course. It should not be a one day a year thing. But let's look at a few ways we can honor and respect mom today. First of all, we can love her unconditionally, without any strings attached, without any kind of expectations. We can love her, and we need to do so verbally. Tell her that you love her. Speak those words from your lips. It's okay to say them. Gentlemen especially, many of us have been brought up in a time when we didn't utter those words or we didn't show affection. Well, let me tell you, it's okay to do that. You can tell mom, I love you. It is possible. Try forming those words and let them flow. There are no other words that will hold such incredible meaning to mom. To hear her, to hear you utter those words from your lips to her with true loving affection behind them. Another way we can love mom, and bear with me, listen to this for a minute, is to love her physically. Give her a hug. Hold her hand. Put your arm around her. She did all those things for you when you were growing up. We can certainly do those for her. She was there to comfort you, to encourage you, to give you a good kick when you needed one. But we can love mom much like she loved us all of our growing up lives. Give her a hug. Wrap your arms around her. You know, how many times in your life did you sit on her lap so that she could comfort you or instruct you or encourage you? We can show her that same respect. You know, there is an incredible connection that's made through physical contact. When you hug somebody, when you hold their hand, Annette Busband is a Christian author, an inspirational columnist, a speaker, a nurse, a mother, a wife, a grandmother, and she resides here in the Chicagoland area. She wrote an article, and it was published not all that long ago, that says this. Health experts say a loving touch heals. As a nurse, I learned babies and infants who were neglected suffered from what was termed failure to thrive syndrome when they weren't cuddled by another human. Due to lack of coddling, these ones became depressed, refused to eat, suffered weight loss and malnutrition. That's from not being touched and cared for. The opposite is true as well, folks. When we give them a hug, when we hold their hands, it expresses that love in a nonverbal way. Further down her article, she says this, Nothing compares to the hug of a mother, spouse, or friend. A loving touch on our hand or across our cheek can soothe our fears and calm our nerves. Hugs also speak louder than any words ever expressed. So while those words, I love you, are important, the actions are just as important. Give that hug, sit and listen, hold that hand. It may be so incredibly simple, but something like that can communicate such an incredible love to those that we are with. You know, honestly, even holding hands or giving a hug can sometimes seem to solve the world problems that are all around us. We can forget about them for just a moment, and we can focus in on who we're with. A hug, a handshake, a holding of a hand is a way to tell someone that you are with them no matter what. No matter what. This area might seem a bit strange for me to bring up this morning, or this might sound like an odd thing to say that we can do to honor Mom, but it's very important for us to think about this too. We can forgive Mom unconditionally. Forgive Mom unconditionally. You know what? Moms are imperfect people too. Moms do make mistakes. They do things that are wrong sometimes. And moms need to be forgiven just like the rest of us do. They make errors. They suffer heartache. They experience struggles. They suffer like all the rest of us. And sometimes, yes, that does affect us. But just like we all hunger after being forgiven, we too must forgive. Because moms need to be forgiven as well. And I guarantee you, they didn't go out of their way to hurt you. They did not go out of their way to bring harm your way. We can't blame them for missing out on something or not giving us something. We need to forgive. We need to know that our moms loved us. And they have made the decisions that they have made when they have made them for very certain reasons. They really wanted to protect us. They really wanted to keep us safe. They really wanted to do what was best for us. And yes, sometimes it's an error. We cannot hold on to that grudge, folks. We cannot hold on to that heartache, folks. We must let go and we must forgive and allow them to be forgiven just like we want to be forgiven. So let go of whatever it is you've been holding on to for all of these years. Another way to love Mom and to honor her is to treat her kindly. Again, moms are people too, and they deserve respect, and they need your encouragement. They need to hear positive words coming from you. They want to be built up, and they want to be reassured just as much as any of the rest of us. Mom isn't really interested in hearing your sass. Mom isn't really interested in your 1.1 million excuses when you failed to do what she asked you to do. Mom wants to hear from you with kind and gentle and honest and respectful words. She longs for your honesty as well. Now, let's be very candid this morning. There may come a day when Mom is not the Wonder Woman that she used to be. The day may come when the roles that we have been so used to get reversed, and she will need us as much as we have needed her in the course of our lives, how much more important will it be for us to treat her with kindness and the respect that she deserves at that point in time in life? You know, it's hard. If we're not treating Mom that way now, what are the odds of us treating her that way then? Not very good, actually. We have time now to practice how we need to treat her going forward. We've been blessed with one mom. Hold her close. Treat her as the precious jewel that she is. You know, often one's legacy can be shaped by how they've treated others. Depending on who you want to listen to, Richard Haldane can be seen from a couple opposing viewpoints. He was a British War Secretary for years and Lord High Chancellor from the late 1800s to the early 1900s. Some saw his liberal lawmaking politician. Others praised him for the change that he brought and for the newness of his perspectives. But beyond being a politician, he was a son. A son who dearly loved his mother. No matter what people may have thought of his political decisions, they could not argue with the way that he loved and respected his mom. In 1877, his dad passed away. And from that time on, until his mother's death at the age of 100 years old, it is reported that he wrote her a letter every single day for 48 years. For whatever reason, he was not there to hug her or to hold her hand or to talk face to face with her. But there is absolutely no question that he expressed his love for her, treated her with gentleness and kindness by taking time out every single day to write her a letter. Remember, this was pre-Twitter. This was before Facebook, before MySpace, those of you remember that. He actually had to write the letter. And he took the time every single day because of the love that he had for his mom. One other thought for you this morning. Remember Mom with a grateful heart. Moms have done more, have sacrificed more, have sheltered us more than most of us ever even know or understand. They have done stuff behind the scenes that we don't even know that they have done to protect us and to keep us safe. Mom works incredibly hard to protect her child, to provide for her child, to love her child unconditionally. And I am sure that that is true for every one of us. Mom has done amazing things that we don't even understand. So whenever you talk about Mom, talk about her with a grateful and a kind heart. Praise her and do it joyfully. We should, of course, be honoring moms every single day, but make today incredibly special. Do something extraordinary for Mom today. Remember her in some special way today. And remember, even in his dying hour, Jesus expressed incredible love for his mom. And if his mom was on his mind in that way while his arms were outstretched for you and I, then how much more should our moms be on our minds as we learn to honor and respect mom? Lord, thank you so much for the example that you have given us. I do pray, Lord, that you would help every one of us to honor our moms. I know some of us have had difficult relationships. I know some of us have struggled over the years with mom. But Lord, I pray that you would help us to find a way to reconcile, that you would help us to find a way, Lord, to forgive, that you would help us to find a way to love unconditionally the mom that you have blessed us with. Lord, if our moms are gone, if they've passed, Lord, help us to remember them sweetly today. Lord, to remember all that they have done for us, and perhaps even remember things that we never thought of or haven't thought of in years about how precious moms have loved us and kept us safe. Thank you, God, for the moms that we have been blessed with. Amen. Ladies, on your way out this morning, make sure you stop and see me. We have a gift for you this morning.
Blessing over the moms. May his favor be upon you in a thousand generations, in your family, and your children, and their children, the children. May his favor be upon you in a thousand generations, in your family, and your children, and their children. The children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He's with you. He's with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, and your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. He is for you. He is for you. He is for you, 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 he is for you. Everybody. Oh.